Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. As part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, we're pleased to welcome Catherine Townsend, who's joining us from Barclays Accessibility Team. Welcome, Catherine.
Hello.
Hiya, Catherine. So you want to tell us a little bit about Barclays and their accessibility?
Yeah, I'd love to. And well, first off, I'd just love to say, you know, how pleased we are again to be supporting Site Village. We've been long-standing supporters of this event, not just in Birmingham, obviously its flagship location, but out in the regions as well. And it's been a great way for us to get local colleagues on board and behind this and more aware of our accessible services. But Birmingham and London are definitely the ones we look forward to in the calendar, and we're really looking forward to next week. So, I mean, really, it's been quite an incredible journey of accessibility at Barclays. It was only in 2013 that we were bringing a mock-up ATM to Site Village so that we could demo the brand new, as it was then, talking functionality of our cash machines, which we were the first bank to launch that back in 2012. And having this demo ATM was a great way to launch that service. You know, and I just look back then in the last 4 years, how much more has come on since then. It's been a tidal wave of services, and it's really exciting in the space we're going, because these aren't necessarily things which are having to be driven from that disabled person's perspective. This is about inclusive design. This is about, you know, fantastic innovation and creating design and best practice and inclusion for everybody. So we've got some brand new things that are going to be there next week that we've not had to talk about before, which is great. And I'll talk about those in a second. But, you know, just starting with the basics as well. Obviously, we've got that strong foundation in making sure that our communications, whether that's the written communications, are available in alternative formats, but also just then the little stationery templates and check templates and card templates, you know, we'll continue to offer them as standard. So don't think for a moment that with this focus on innovation that we're forgetting about those brilliant little gadgets and gizmos, which can help make everyday life much easier for people with sight loss. So looking at some of the recent innovations, we a couple of years ago were the first bank to get our mobile banking apps independently accredited by AbilityNet. So we do a lot of work within our digital accessibility team to make sure that our digital platforms work very well with assistive tech. If anybody, you know, is aware of any issues to the contrary, we'd love to hear about it. Our digital team are really engaged with trying to make sure that the digital channels, whether that's online banking or mobile banking, are as accessible as possible. And we've got those AbilityNet accreditations. Moving on in terms of some other new accessible services, we've got some really cool things coming up. Contactless cash is a really big service at the moment for us that we're talking about across the bank. This enables people to use, at the moment, just their Android devices to go into the branches to pre-program within the mobile banking app how much money they'd like to withdraw, and then simply tap their smartphone on the NFC reader of the machine inside the branch and withdraw their cash, which is a really great inclusive design service in lots of different ways. It provides great accessibility, and we're really pleased that throughout the coming months we'll be growing the number of devices that people will be able to use that on, and also the number of machines inside the branch that will work with that NFC technology. But contactless cash, I think, is something you're going to start to hear a lot about more and more, and it's already live for Android users.
So when is that going to presumably become live eventually for Apple as well?
And I think by the end of the year, we're hoping to have both of our mobile banking apps, so Android and iOS, live. I'm not sure of the exact dates, and obviously we'll be working with the digital teams to promote that externally. We want to make a really big shout out about it. We know for people with lots of different disabilities and impairments, actually, this is great functionality. We've had feedback from people with dexterity issues and arthritis who find that putting a card into the machine, and those with sight loss as well, can be difficult sometimes. So actually contactless cash is a really great inclusive design feature. So look out for more news coming out on that in the coming months.
Certainly will, yeah. I mean, the idea of never having to use a cash machine again delights me no end. But
me too.
So, what can people expect to see you when they visit you at Site Village next week?
Yeah, we've got a few other innovations as well that we'll be able to talk about with our teams on site for the first time. A really great piece of tech as well that's coming out that's being built into our mobile banking app is Siri Pay. So this will be on iOS. So this allows people just to say in normal speech, "I'd like to pay Catherine £10 and then it'll pick up that, and as long as the person's got an existing payee registered within their mobile banking app, you'll be able to make simple payments just through natural speech. And so that's a really great progression of using your speech and different biometrics to make banking services more accessible. So that's coming out, and that's new since last year. We've also had two brand new innovations launch in the last couple of months. It did get quite a lot of media pickup, so hopefully you've seen about it in the press. But we have built on the existing great design of our high visibility debit cards. So the previous iteration had a tactile notch along the short end of the card and high contrast designs, high contrast numbers in a range of 12 different designs. And they've been exceptionally popular over the last couple of years. Over 10,000 customers are now using those high visibility cards. But in partnership with the card producer, we've now enhanced them even more. And the CVV numbers, which are the three digits on the back of the card, have been enlarged even further. So they're large print now on the back of these high vis cards. And that was off the back of customer feedback, you know, how difficult it is to struggle if you've got low sight with those numbers on the back. So really pleased to, we'll be able to demo those and have some examples to show people. And we've also at the same time launched a brand new improvement with our PIN Sentry device. So this is the small calculator type device which allows you to conduct secure transactions like online banking by popping your card into a machine, entering your PIN, and then it'll give you a verification code to enable you to do online banking. We'd had quite a lot of feedback that this was quite inaccessible. The screen was small, the buttons were hard to press. We did have one already with audio output, but we wanted to improve the design further. And in the last couple of months, we've launched a brand new, much more accessible PIN Sentry device that people will be able to see at next week's Site Village, and they'll be able to order one through the digital banking help desk. So we've got loads of new things. So if you've been last year, then do come and visit the stall again. We've got lots more things to talk to you about, which will be fantastic. And we're also, anybody who's been to Site Village before might remember that we were selling BPay devices in previous years. So BPay is a product developed by Barclaycard. Just imagine having a contactless credit or debit card on your wrist and being able to make payments by your Fitbit or watch style device. This is about wearable technology that allows people to make contactless payments on the go. And the great thing about BPay is that you don't have to be a Barclays or Barclaycard customer. You can link it to any UK account. And it works exactly the same way as your credit or debit card would. So transactions up to £30. So we'll be actually giving away devices next week. So we've got some fantastic stock donated to us by the Barclaycard team. And so for the first 200 people to come to Site Village next week, you'll be able to get a free BPay device as well, as long as you register it with us on the day. So that's a really great benefit for anyone coming along to Birmingham next week.
Wow. There's loads and loads of things for people to see then, isn't there, and to talk about with you guys next week.
There sure is. And I'm sure there's lots more that I've missed. What we'd really like is that people can just spend 5 minutes, just talk to us about how they do their banking. And actually, let's find out what are the right or best ways and most easy and accessible ways for you to do your banking, whether that's, you know, you want to talk about online banking, whether that's about talking about telephone banking. We now offer voice biometric services so that you don't even need to remember long strings of passcodes. You can just have natural conversation with the call center agent, and that your voice is your unique identifier, and actually you go through security using your voice. That's fantastically accessible for so many people. But depending on how people like to do their banking, we just like the opportunity to have a chat with people and find out how best we can support. Things have moved on a long way from Braille statements, and we want to talk about innovation and the best ways that people would like to bank.
So how in general do you gather your intelligence and kind of that feedback from people about accessibility issues?
Oh, so many fantastic ways. And, you know, as much as I hate to receive customer complaints, obviously they do sometimes come through, but that tells us exactly where we can focus our efforts. And, you know, we actively work on customer feedback very rigorously in my team and in all the teams across Barclays. You know, that data really does come back to us. Obviously, things like social media as well. People can tweet us anytime at Barclays Access, and you'll be able to get in touch with directly with the accessibility team. Please don't share personal or private details. Just let us know, you know, what your thoughts are on our services, and we'd love to hear your feedback. So social media and complaints are one way. We also conduct customer research, and we really like to engage and make sure we're engaging people with different disabilities and impairments. And very recently, in fact, we held a roundtable with people with sight loss to talk about how we can continue to drive innovation and best practice for different user groups, recognising the needs of different users. So loads of different ways that we gather information.
So apart from Twitter, you've given your Twitter name, but is there any way that people can actually get in touch with you if they're not on Twitter?
So if they're not on Twitter, then obviously just you're able to raise general queries to our customer services team. So just look at for your telephone banking number through your statements or your on your card, just if you've got general queries about banking. In terms of accessibility, like I said, that can be fed back to us. And if anybody has got a specific query on accessibility rather than banking, you can email us at accessibility@barclays.com.
Brilliant. That's lovely. Thank you ever so much, Catherine. A whirlwind tour of Barclays Accessibility.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.